talking or no?
Oh, I'm just supposed to talk. Okay.
One second. Hello, hello.
My... It's really off. Okay, whatever. Let's go.
Well, I don't know what you're planning on doing. It's, I mean, just say things. Okay. We grew up with this video game. Da 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 da. The Legend of Zelda.
We grew up with this video game. 1987 is when it came, and this is how we used to play Legend of.
Wait till the next.
Legend of Zelda.
I can do that.
Hey guys, welcome to the Legend of Zelda Appreciation Podcast, or the Link Appreciation Podcast, more than that, because we're going to be talking about things that Zelda's not even...
Who's this Link character?
Oh, he's also known by many names like yours.
Yes, that's true. and, what is it that everybody likes to call it, and to go with all the, like, dialogue in the game, something like... Fuck.
Son of a bitch.
Bitch. Bitch. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Bitch! Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Alright, let's have a musical interlude to bring us into this, so,
the Triforce.
Well, excuse me, princess.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that little musical interlude.
Played live in studio.
Yeah, that's why you heard all the laughing, because I was dancing. But, yeah, so let's talk about The Legend of Zelda and Link and that guy with the green or red or purple or blue.
Woo!
Hat.
Hat, yeah. Wears all different colors. A man of many faces. Man of many...
Masks.
Yeah. Man of many masks.
Man of many masks.
Yeah. What, did we start chronologically? Or should we start with,
Well, we're coming up on the 27th anniversary.
Yeah, we have missed,
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy.
27, oh, shit. I was 2 years old when this game came out.
I was...
You were three.
Three. Yeah.
And a day. No,
I was one.
1987.
So what were we doing when Zelda came? We were mostly pooping, I guess.
Pooping,
Yeah.
Learning to walk, fall on our faces.
Really?
Kind of
like Link.
Yeah, kind of like Link. Yeah.
That didn't entirely make sense.
No,
that didn't at all make sense.
We were smashing
That's
pots
right.
and gathering things from people's houses and sticking them.
Height?
Oh, I know I was.
Yeah.
A ripe young age.
Opening treasure chests that didn't belong to us.
Opening treasure chests?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too lazy to pull up my guitar right now. That was funny, though, right? I'll do it later.
All
right.
I feel like this isn't really recording me the way it should be. I don't know. It's weird. But,
How should it be recording,
what,
though?
I was going to say that.
Louder.
Yeah. Louder and better.
And better. Well, let's start with, what's your favorite Legend of Zelda game?
Ocarina of Time.
Anyone else?
Twilight Princess. It's the only one I've been able to play.
You have to say it into the microphone.
Oh. Sorry, Twilight Princess.
Majora.
Majora?
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Explain.
Okay. No, I don't have to. Wait, no, that's alright.
Link to the Past will always be my favorite.
That was my first actual Zelda.
Link to the Past.
That I actually, like, played. I did play the NES one, like, in its era or whatever, but
one.
I was... What one?
Yeah,
yes, that NES one. But I didn't really play it, you know, like, I played it, like, over a friend's house or whatever, and I was kind of too young and dumb to figure out how to play it. But A Link to the Past was really great.
Yeah.
Link to the Past was the only one I didn't play until my, I played, I think, like, 10 years after it came out, because I didn't own an SNES.
There's one or two people I know that have not played that game yet, and they're planning on playing it, and I'm so excited for them.
It is on the Wii U, so...
Mm.
Yeah, we can...
Does anybody call that Zelda 3?
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Though with the timeline.
I don't want to talk about a timeline.
Is there one that's, like, where the horse actually jumps, like, before that the horse doesn't jump? Again?
I thought you meant a timeline when the horse jumps.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
It leaps over fences.
Like, in all of them?
Yeah, I think, like, if you go up to
Everyone
something...
Everyone that you've been able to ride upon a...
Yeah. Okay. He'll hurdle a fence.
I just remember from my childhood, there was one where they had the horse and, like, they let me play for the small amount of time, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing, I need
to
own this game.
Is your mic on?
I think so. It's flipping on.
It's weird.
Are you turning her up?
Turning everybody up. That's why I couldn't. No one could hear. Sorry.
Oh, now it's better.
Now it's recording the way it should be.
Yeah.
Sweet.
For everyone, not
For
just
everyone.
Ted.
You know what's funny about A Link to the Past? I don't know if this is just me, but I that like Hyrule song or whatever is what I consider to be the actual like standard Hyrule song or the Zelda theme. And it's funny because it's not the same thing as the original Zelda one. You know, do 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 do, like it's not that. And that's the actual original Zelda theme, but I don't think of that when I think of Zelda. I think of the one that was from A Link to the Past.
What did that one sound like?
It just didn't have that intro. I don't know. I think it was a little bit extended. It's got the standard the Zelda theme, you know.
Keep talking about Link to the Past.
All right, well, you know, I really like in the bridge section where the horns come in and... No, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good game.
Should I play Link to the Past? I haven't played it.
Yes.
Yeah, we own it. You should play it.
You should play it immediately.
Like right now.
I kind of wish I could play it for the first time now. Because I played it, you know, when I was younger. And I don't even know if I could really fully appreciate it. And now that I'm, like, older... Like, I can think about it, but I can't, like, play it for the first time, you know?
Yep.
But it's really amazing.
Yeah, it's probably one of... Is that the first Capcom one?
A Link to the Past?
Yeah.
No, Capcom wasn't doing Zelda then, but the Oracle games.
It's definitely what Capcom took away from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Like... Every Game Boy one.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Link's
off of Link to the Past, basically. Yeah.
Like Link's Awakening and everything.
I think that's probably why I like the
title
screen.
I was actually. No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say, I think the fact that the Game Boy ones were based on Link to the Past is probably why I liked those ones a lot.
Yeah.
Especially like the Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons. They were. It was like playing Link to the Past again, just slightly new story.
Did you play Link's Awakening?
Yes. Long time ago.
I don't think I ever beat it. I think I got to a part where I couldn't.
That's what happened with me and Majora's Mask. I couldn't finish it. I got really annoyed with the like, oh, you're out of time. Start over.
Yeah.
Like,
You don't entirely start over, though. Like, if you got, like, a thing, then you could, like, skip over the part that you had to get that thing. And you still kind of had to start over, but, like...
Yeah.
You only sort of did. I don't know. I liked that sort of the game stress, time? I guess, of that little that timer, you know, and always having to like keep your, you know,
wits
keep all your
you.
Wits about you and stuff like that. I'm playing Lightning Returns right now, which completely steals that that concept. There's just a timer. And if you don't beat the game before the 13 days run out, it's literally game over and you start over.
Wow.
It's not even like Majora's Mask. It's literally game over. You start over like in a new game plus, so you keep all your shit, so ostensibly it would be easier. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
Dead Rising 3 is the same way.
Really?
Same thing. You have a timer and, you know, it's feasible to go through and to... beat it in that time limit, but if you play in nightmare mode, it's just everything goes so much faster. And I was trying to do side missions on top of doing nightmare mode, and you can't do side missions. You just have to run through the storyline, and you can only save it in bathrooms. But aside, anyway, Ted.
While we're on the topic of zombies, Pikmin's another game that had a timer. I wasn't talking about this. I was actually just talking about the Hyrule theme or whatever.
Yeah, but I can't.
But this also is very nostalgic for me.
I'd have to go over to the other side and like load in the Wii version instead of the Wii U version because I forgot that I haven't gotten anywhere.
Oh, you're just loading the game,
Wii U
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
That doesn't open up until a little later.
So it's not necessarily, I mean, I guess for me, I haven't played all the Legend of Zelda games, but from what I'm hearing from you guys, it's not necessarily your first game that you like the best. For me, it is. I love Ocarina of Time. Mm-hmm. It's what I started with. And then I went back and I went all ass backwards.
You went back in time.
I went backwards.
You know, I think I played the shit out of Ocarina of Time. I remember when I remember I used to get Nintendo Power, and they had like screenshots of it, you know, while it was in production, and it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. It was like, oh my god, look at the sun is
look
setting
at
these on
graphics,
the desert.
My god,
he's fighting a 3D lizard. Whee! And I got really pumped up about it. And then the game came out, and it came out, and when I got it, I was like grounded at the time, and my mother would take my controllers away from me and hide them.
Oh no.
You know, like that was like punishment.
She
or
was an intelligent parent. My mom would just unplug it and I'd be like,
So I got Ocarina of Time and I just had to sit there and like for like probably 2 weeks I would come home from school and I would turn
just
it on
longingly.
And just stare
at
the screen at the opening screen and it would just be like and it would just do that thing and like I would just watch it and I would watch the sun or the moon go down because that was a thing.
Yep.
The moon
what
going
did you
down.
Do to get grounded for 2 weeks.
I don't know. Stupid.
Being Mike.
I smoked in the girls' bathroom. That's like two wrong things. I don't know.
With my pants off.
Did it make
off.
It that much better, actually yes. playing it?
You know, it,
you had
oh,
to wait.
That's right. And the reason I brought it up is because like I loved the shit out of that game, and then it got to the point where it was like, this is just something that I guess I like am inclined to do. It got so much love that I didn't really like it that much anymore. Or I didn't think about
it. Was too hipster?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Like, it wasn't that I was, like, hating on it suddenly. I just was like, I don't want to talk about that game anymore or whatever. You know, like, I played it so much and then I just stopped thinking about it. And I was just like, oh, let me waste my time on, or spend my time on the new games that are coming out or whatever. But I have... Actually, in my 3DS, when I get back to it, Ocarina 3D,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very excited.
Because I know that's right. That's
that
in my
that Zelda's the one I've gone the longest now without playing, and I'm really, really pumped. Because that Zelda probably was like technically the best one.
I actually remember when I got my 3DS, and I had that in the 3DS when I was showing you.
Yeah.
And we just sat there, and we were using the gyroscope feature to look around,
mm-hmm.
just in the break room.
Honestly, playing it in 3D, it's not as rewarding for me because I don't really think the 3D adds a whole lot to the game. I mean, you can turn it on during cutscenes, but in normal gameplay, I don't really like it because you have to be a certain distance from the screen, and like if I'm just laying back, I'm like, oh, it just doesn't work for me, but I turn it on for like the cutscenes.
I figure the main draw of that game is the graphical remake.
Yep. And having it handheld like that is nice.
And then, like, the other... I don't know, I've never played it, but, like, I assume the inventory is a lot quicker, right? Because don't you, like, set your inventory just boop, on the screen, on the bottom?
And the views are a little better than using the C... But, you know, the buttons are better. The C targeting, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, the targeting's a little better. As far as hitting enemies, too, sometimes you had trouble. You're like, I'm aiming, and they're like, no, you're not. Yeah. Try again. I'm like, aww.
Yeah.
Listen!
Hey!
Listen!
Oh, my God. Did anyone else want to kill Navi by the end of that game?
I started hearing it in my sleep.
I never had that feeling. I don't know why. I get it. I mean, it is kind of annoying. I just never really...
To kill her about it. She's just doing her job.
She's just doing her job.
I just want to apply
she's a
serv-
she's a public
being
service person. She's just doing her job.
Listen,
stop hating her
ass.
For it.
Hey! Talking!
What else does she say? Besides hey and listen. There's got to be... something else.
No.
That's it?
I think so.
$50 for that!
Is there a Navi shop?
Hey,
I know this is out of order, but
listen.
I just wanted to ask a question. Mike, I know you've played Skyward Sword, right?
He's beating it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I play it, but here's the thing. I don't like the controls as much with the Wii Motion Plus. I'm just not a fan. How do you get around that?
What
How do you get around
part
that?
Of it don't you like? Because about half of the controls in that game are just, they are awful.
That's the reason I don't. Bad. That's
but
the
do you not like the, do you not like sword fighting with it?
I don't like that whole, flying with it.
Or flying's miserable.
You know,
it's
like
really
when
bad.
You have that race with the guy.
Yeah, it's really
that
bad
was horrible.
Flying in that game. Because your wrist doesn't work like that.
No.
You literally have to dive to gain speed.
Yes.
Like that's the thing you have to do. Yeah. So the game is like flap, flap, flap really up high and then dive, and that's the fastest way to progress
so
towards
what you're
something.
Telling me is that Skyward Sword is the original Flappy Bird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. And like so you're constantly doing this thing, but like holding the Wiimote like straight at the TV is as downward of an angle as you can naturally make. So to actually dive, it's like okay, that was what I was always doing, and it's just.
And the other thing I don't like is the plants and stuff where you have to do it in a specific. You have to either do it horizontal or vertical, and sometimes you're like, I swear I did that horizontal, and you didn't.
Yeah, it gets. There's a little bit of a learning
shaking.
Curve because you can't. You have to be very, very deliberate in your motions because if you start making half motions or whatever, it will just cease to be able to recognize what the hell you're doing, and it'll like, yeah, you'll. Oh, I went this way and whatever.
Can you just get around that? If I really tried to get into it, could I just get around?
Yeah, you can. Like you can get better at knowing what the game wants you to understand you properly, and sort of be more deliberate about your movements and make sure you're not doing other movements. Like it's a little bit of a like learning curve. It's a little bit unnecessary, but that whole aspect of like timing and slashing in the right direction is kind of cool. You know, like with the guys who have a sword they're holding their sword like this, that'll block you if you try to do it that way. So you gotta like slit their throat.
Yeah.
That aspect is cool. And like, I enjoyed the game, although I don't know. I enjoyed other things about the game. I liked that the overworld was very puzzly, I guess, compared to like other games where it's just a big playpen for you to just run around in.
Run around
it's empty
in.
Or whatever.
How did you feel about collecting bugs and stuff? Did you do much with that? I know there's a lot of recipes and stuff.
I think at one point I got everything. I mean, it was just, like, fine. It was whatever.
It just doesn't seem very feasible to just keep running around collecting
bugs. Wait. Are we talking about... Wait, there's bugs in Skyward Sword?
Mm-hmm. Like, woodland beetles
and
stuff?
I was thinking of Twilight Princess, which has
the male
and female bugs.
I remember that there was a way, you know, you can improve your weapons if you bring me woodland beetles and this and that and the other thing.
And it's not just bugs. There's also, like...
Yeah, there's, like...
Purple stone and
I think I did that like one time and it was like nope, not worth it.
I mean, did the improvements stay with you or
I liked
are they
the
used up?
Collect shit and then use it to upgrade your weapons. Like I liked that they introduced like a little RPG kind of, you know, choose what kind of weapons you're using or upgrading and like oh you can use these, I don't know, like purple slugs to make your slingshot shoot three nuts or whatever, or you know, like or you can choose not to and instead put it towards a bigger bomb bag or whatever. So I kind of like that aspect. I think I just tried to collect anything I came across. I don't remember like
human
running...
nature to want
to
collect things.
I don't
really
yeah
terrible
yeah I don't remember I don't remember like
really I would never
no
know.
I don't remember farming.
Farming
for like items to like make stuff or whatever. I wouldn't really do that in a Zelda game.
In what's the new one? In Link Between Worlds, I like the aspect of buying your weapons. It kind of gave you something to do with your rupees because a lot of times you end up with all these rupees and you're like, I don't really need to, I don't really need to spend any money. And so I went around and I'm all proud of myself. I bought all the weapons. I'm like, yeah. And now I have like a million rupees and I have nothing to do with them. I'm like,
it's a very common like feeling of disappointment for me in Zelda games when, oh, cool. I bombed a cave open. This is cool. Let me explore the cave. Whee! Maybe there will be a piece of heart. Maybe there will be a boomerang. Maybe there... Oh, it's rupees. More rupees.
After a while, just like, ah, not another rupee.
No, my favorite, though. To get a bottle in the new game, you have to... There's this fairy. You're just like, we're poor fairies. Please help us. You give that fairy 3,000 fucking rupees.
And the fairy spends the rupees at Stop and Shop.
Well, as she gets more rupees, she just looks tawdier and tawdier and...
Tawdier?
Yeah, tawdier. She's got her tits hanging out. She's...
Oh, okay, all right.
What is that word?
Tawdier?
Taut.
You mean like her nipples the word were taut?
Like pulled, just stretched pulled to the litter.
You mean
like
tawdier?
Maybe.
Haughty? Maybe haughty.
I think you
maybe
meant haughty.
Haughty.
Not taughty. Taut is like if your nipples are hard, maybe. I don't know.
I'm taut right now.
A tightrope is taut.
Yeah.
Alright.
I don't think she looked tighter. Her nipples unless were hard. You saw...
Her nipples get harder and harder. The more rupees you get.
Yeah.
Is that because she puts them in the...
Yeah, she does. Okay, that's where she keeps them. Yeah. See rupees sticking out.
Smuggling peanuts.
Her dick got hard. It got harder too. It was right. Really weird.
How about
little fairies came out. It was...
Favorite boss.
Favorite boss.
Of all the games?
Of
you
all
can only
the
ask
games.
That for every game individually.
No,
I can't friggin'.
No.
Oh, God. Alright.
Or you could do boss. Scariest boss.
It's actually possibly actually easy for me.
It's Gamora, isn't it?
It's what?
Gamora.
Gamora?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Spider.
I like Sodom.
Sodom. Shane?
Thanks. I appreciated the laugh. All right, my favorite is, I don't remember the name of it, but it's in the Ancient Cistern in the new one. The new one? Yeah, it's in Skyward Sword. The guy with four, he looks like Gilgamesh. He's got a bunch of swords, and you have the whip, and you pull him apart, and you cut his arms and shit off, and then you... You pick up his swords after you cut his arms off. You pick the swords he was using up off the ground, and then you kill him with his own sword.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called. Big gold, sort of...
Golem-esque.
Far East kind of aesthetic to him. He's got four arms, or six arms, maybe six arms, and he's got a whole bunch of, like, rapier-style swords. Like, no, not rapier. Like, scimitar, that's the word I'm looking for. I don't remember what he's called. It's like the fourth boss of Skyward Sword.
I don't remember what he's called either.
You didn't get
probably,
there.
I didn't get there, but he's probably in there.
Yes, he's surely in there.
Yeah, we're pointing at the Hyrule Historia for those who don't know.
Do you guys want to read the Hyrule Historia?
Okay, you read the pictures.
Okay. And in the next panel...
I really enjoyed... Ganon from Ocarina of Time. That was a hard boss battle. If you think about it.
Well, when you save the princess, you're like, oh, even though I've been Sheik for the entire freaking game... Oh, spoiler, sorry. Even though I've been Sheik for the entire freaking game, now I'm in this dress and I can't run. Save me.
Yeah.
That's a common thread for Zelda, throughout Zelda games. Even though I've been a swashbuckling pirate for the entire game, now I'm Zelda and I'm in a dress. Even though I've been, that would be Wind Waker.
It's actually the only Zelda game I've ever played. It's Wind Waker.
Really?
Yeah, never played it. Well, I never had a GameCube.
Ah.
Oh, that explains it. Oh. It's a good game. Don't listen to everybody.
Thinking about buying HD and playing it, because I haven't played it completely.
That. Oh, God, you should do that.
I'm going to buy it.
Here's the.
Well, I have to buy Donkey Kong first. I'm sorry, that's out. It just needs to happen.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You played it?
I played it once.
Is it amazing?
It's amazing. It's like the last one, but like even better.
Have any of you bought / played the Thief game yet, speaking of new games?
No.
I've heard so many things about it. Or no. I haven't heard things about it. I've heard the name of the game a bunch of times.
That's it.
Just the name of the game.
Not whether it's good or bad.
Not whether it's good or bad. I assume
Mitch likes it so far.
Good.
I'm just, oh god, I'm gonna have an issue with that game because it's not the original Garrett voice.
Oh, there he is. That's the guy that you were talking about, right?
That's the guy. What's his name? Kalaktos. Yep. Ancient automaton.
I have to find the name.
Kalaktos.
No one. What were the name of the witches in Ocarina?
Oh, that was my next. Yes.
And
yep.
I don't know how to say the other
it's
one.
Like
Kume.
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 Yep. That was another one of my favorites.
Twin Rova is the usual name. You know, I gotta say, Twin Rover would be up there. And you know what else? I neglected to say Ganondorf from that game only because I kind of didn't view it as, like, a boss. It was the final boss. You know, I don't know. Like, it wasn't in that, like, group of regular Zelda bosses or whatever. But I still remember. Stop. I still remember being in my bedroom and beating that game. My heart was, like, jumping out of my chest at that entire sequence. You know, so epic, so like dramatic. You know, the first you meet him and then you're playing, you know, you're playing tennis with him before that became really fucking cliche.
But no. That was the thing. Original Legend of Zelda. That was the
original?
Thing. Original.
I will say that I realize now that Link to the Past had that with the wizard.
Yeah, Link to the Past had that, but Ganon, the first time
Did you do that? You didn't just hit him with the magic rod or whatever.
No, you have to hit the thing back, and do the tennis thing in the original Legend of Zelda.
Do you really?
Yeah, Zelda 2, you didn't have to. Link to the Past, you had to.
Ocarina.
Wind Waker, not Wind Waker.
Wind
Awakening.
Wind Waker, yes.
Yeah, Wind Waker did, but no, but before Ocarina, I mean.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening, and one of the
you have to do it in Twilight Princess when you fight Zelda.
Yeah.
So you pretty much probably have to do it in almost every game. Yeah, I'm just sure you have to do it in Skyward Sword at some point that I can't remember.
Probably. Do you have to do? Yes, you do. You have to do it in Link Between Worlds as well.
That sequence, like you fight him, he knocks out the floor. You got to jump and you slash him, and then he's playing the organ before the battle, and then it's awesome. And like you heard that music, you know, the Ganon music or whatever. You're climbing the stairs and then you realize, oh, he's the one who's playing it. Oh, that's cool. And then you fight him and then he destroys everything. You got to escape the castle and the rocks and shit are falling, and then
you
get to the bottom
and
then he
morphs
into giant warthog Ganon, and like he's huge and there's lightning everywhere, and god, I could not emotionally handle it. At that age,
honestly,
so awesome.
I couldn't emotionally handle it, and I was in my teens when I first played that. I was like, "Wow, this is genuinely scary. I can't believe what it was like when you were a teeny."
Yeah,
I mean, I was playing, and I'm like, "Wow, wow."
Yeah, yeah, that
was
just,
it. It was mind equals blown. It was very.
There's.
What was the boss that gave you a lot of trouble recently, and I just ran right through it? It was in Link Between Worlds.
Oh, fucking,
The anus one.
Yeah, the fucking, the turtle ass.
The turtle anus.
Like, seriously, you don't even notice it's a turtle at first. It just looks like an ass that's spewing out lava. It looks like...
Are there, like, reused characters or bosses from A Link to the Past?
Kind
are there reused bosses?
Kind of.
I'm suddenly afraid to play Link Between Worlds.
spoilers.
Well,
sorry, Justin.
It's not until you get to the Dark World.
Welcome to the Dark World.
You mean
low Welcome rule? To the Dark World.
Yeah, low rule.
Fight that.
Welcome to the Dark World.
Basically, you know how Turtle Rock was like a water level in Link? Yeah. In this one, it's a fire level.
Turtle Rock? No, Turtle Rock was a...
Turtle Rock was water.
Fire. It was in Death Mountain. It was a cave level, I guess.
Oh, and Link to the Past.
In A Link to the Past, but it was also like there was lava and stuff.
You know, it's what do you call it? It's a Turtle Rock is not in the same place then.
Yeah, it probably isn't.
No, it's around all that water, and you have to get it ride something to get into the.
You have to ride these other turtles to get into Turtle Rock.
It makes more sense that way. Yeah. In A Link to the Past, it was just a rock on Death Mountain that literally had a turtle head, turtle limbs, and a turtle tail sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And you walked into the head, and that was why it was Turtle Rock.
Oh.
Now I think that description makes a little bit more sense, I think.
But you go in and the boss is just... You don't realize it's what it is, it's Torkoal from Pokemon that you have to defeat. It's basically what it is.
Ah.
But you don't see it. All you see is its shell, which looks like an anus that spews hot lava at you. Which has got to be even worse when you have it on 3D.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess I don't need to play that game, then.
You just do all the other ones around and leave that one for last.
I was thinking about trying to play all of the games in chronological order. See how that goes. Well,
that was what probably... Yeah, which chronological order?
Well, the way they came out, we'll say.
Okay. So you're going to have to play two games simultaneously, then. Because there's Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages. But I don't think... Did we hear Tanya's favorite boss?
Your favorite boss?
I don't feel like I've played enough of the games to know...
Well, from Twilight Princess, what was your...
That's enough.
What was your favorite from Twilight Princess?
That was long ago.
Alright, so Twilight Princess. Well, I can't remember them either.
Alright,
there was the monkey, the baboon. No, that was a mini boss.
But it was still good.
Alright, there was the plant thing when the baboon is helping you by, like, going on the zip line across the way with bombs, and you gotta boomerang the bombs into the plant. That was the first one. The second one was the giant, like, it basically looked like the, like, Diablo. The fire dude. And he had chains, and you had to put the boots on and pull his chain.
Favorite.
He was cool. Then there was the eel.
Hold on. Here.
There,
him?
Oh, you know what's everyone's favorite? The one when you get that spinning top.
The
skeleton
easy
dragon.
One?
The skeleton dragon.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Like that one. I think it's... Well, I think it suffers from what a lot of the later bosses
in
Twilight
the,
Princess
the
suffer from.
Yeah.
One...
I don't remember
See,
that
that's
one.
That's where I got stuck in that fucking tower. I was so pissed.
Yeah. That,
was
like,
such a pain in the ass to
you actually had the best experience with that game. Well, no, because you actually beat it. Wait,
you
beat
know
it?
What? One of my favorite bosses, like, I can't remember if it was Ocarina of Time or Skyward Sword, because I just played both of those, like, at the same time. It was one of the water bosses, and you had to pull him apart with the hookshot. You had to pull his, like, core out
oh,
of the water.
Oh, that was in,
Ocarina.
Yeah, that was in Ocarina. Yeah.
Morpha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Morpha. Yeah.
That was lovely. In Jabu's belly, right?
No, that was in the water temple.
That was in the water temple? Oh.
Actually, Jabu's belly, speaking of that, the
yeah.
bioelectric anemone,
mm-hmm.
that boss is one of my favorite bosses, too. That it's just fun. Yeah.
I just
There's
enjoyed being in
Jabu's
belly in general. That was one of my favorite parts
of it. You know what
it.
I didn't like about Jabu's belly? Fucking Princess Zora.
Yeah. She was really annoying only because, like, controls in that era were kind of annoying. And, like, you had to, like, walk up to a switch and place her on the switch.
Yeah.
But that was really hard to do
yes,
sometimes.
It was.
Because, like, to get onto the switch, you had to, like, push up against it. And then eventually Link would auto-jump because that's, like, how it would work. But you'd...
Yeah.
As soon as you did that... You'd be too far onto it to put her down and have her butt be sitting on it. So it was like you had to kind of...
You ended up putting her next to it.
Yeah, yeah. Or,
and
like,
then
over it.
You'd have to, like, step on it so it'd go down and walk backwards just enough and try to put her down.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Rudo. She's not very likable.
No.
I'm going to sit on my ass and you're going to carry me around.
And then I'm going to marry you.
Pick
I swear
me up
I'm going to marry you.
Head.
I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you.
Thank First, you. I'm going to annoy you to death.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Favorite Zelda form.
Favorite Zelda what?
Like...
Zelda.
How she
Zelda?
Looked.
Ooh. All right.
You know what I mean?
Skyward Sword. This is kind of unfair because it's not really based on how she looked, but it's based on the fact that she actually was kind of the most a character in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, like I thought like she and Link or whatever had cool like
chemistry,
repartee, you know, and I don't know. I just thought that was cool.
I'd have to agree with that, but as far as looks, I really enjoyed the way she looked in Twilight Princess.
I agree.
Yeah. That game had a really awesome like aesthetic.
Yeah, it did.
I thought
it was so dark. It was very, there were a lot of purples, grays. It was very,
I thought it did a really good job of being that like realistic Zelda everyone wanted without actually making everyone still had that like really kind of charming sort of cartoony look, but just, I mean, still like realistic, but like it didn't go like too far where it was just like,
it was the perfect
but even
balance.
The graphics when that first came out, you were like, wow.
I think my favorite Zelda
back now, and you're like, oh, my eyes. You're like 5 minutes of playing.
My favorite Zelda was Tetra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice.
Because that was the only Zelda that actually, she did something that wasn't Sheik. Poof. Run away.
Yeah, that's true.
Like she fought next to you in one of the battles.
Did she? Yeah, well, Zelda did, in the final battle.
She fought with you. But no, when she's Tetra.
As Tetra?
Yeah, that was her pirate name.
No, I know, but Tetra, she fought with you in one of the battles?
The first time you meet her.
You mean when she gets caught?
She gets caught, but
dumped
then,
in the...
Well, no, she's fighting them, and you come in, and you basically save her after, and then she gets caught.
Okay, all right. No. You first see her because she's getting carried in by the giant bird. Carried over the island, and she gets dropped in the woods, and then she ends up, like, hooked on a tree or whatever.
But I thought she helped, like, doesn't she help you, like, fight things to get out to her pirate ship?
Why don't
she get back to the pirate ship?
No, that's right. You go and you save her, and on your way out, suddenly you come out of the woods, and you're on the bridge, and you see the bird now kidnaps your little baby sister.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no.
And then pirate no. ship.
And then pirate ship. And she was a pirate.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Pirates are in.
They are?
What? No, they were.
Zombies are in.
Yeah, zombies are in now.
Is the next Zelda going to be a zombie Zelda?
Yes.
Oh, there were zombies, though. There have been zombies in Zelda games. Who?
They were called... the zombie in Ocarina.
Redeads?
The Redeads? I thought they had another name, though.
Real... Fuck it. Nah,
They had, like, a Japanese name.
There were mummy versions of them, too.
Oh. No, the Kikis were the... What do you call it? Were the bats.
Those were the bats. The Kis. Kis. Were the bats. Then you had the fire keys and the ice keys, and you're like, oh, these things are just annoying.
There was almost like nothing scarier than those re-dead enemies.
Because they'd pop out of fucking nowhere and just hug you. Yeah. That's all they wanted. They just wanted love.
They'd scream, and then you'd go frozen. You were just like petrified.
God, I hate those things.
Mm-hmm. And they were cool. Like, so what was the next game to come out that featured them? Wind Waker. The Wind Waker re-deads? Had crazy like witch doctor like giant earrings and like weird shit, and then in Twilight Princess they were like knights, and they were in the desert temple or whatever, and they had gigantic like great swords, and they would just whatever if they froze you they would just
like some Final Fantasy swords. I don't know what that was about.
Hmm?
They were like some Final Fantasy swords. I don't know what that was about. Mm. They were large. Those were large swords.
We could go...
There's a gunblade there, too, somewhere.
We could go through... Actually, this is kind of funny. We could go, oh, what's your favorite Poe? Which game had your favorite Poe? Which game had your favorite,
NPC.
I don't know, iteration of the... I don't know. Octorok.
Probably
Like-likes.
Like-likes.
Oh, like-likes.
They were mostly similar. I think.
Yeah, well,
there weren't that many in...
Exactly, yeah.
In Link Between Worlds, there were not many leg-likes. There was that one that surprised the crap out of you in Hyrule, and you're running around, and there are all these rupees, and you see the rupees in a line, you're like, all right, I know exactly what's going to come right here. There's these rupees in a line. Look at that big red rupee. And then you just, you know, just sort of put your sword in front of you, and you're slashing away, and then it's like, ah. But then there's another one.
Do they, like, fall from the sky?
No, they come up out of the ground.
They come out, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The way you can figure it out, because in the line she's talking about, it actually chooses one of the rupees on the line.
It's not always the same rupee. Yeah. So you see the red rupee at the end, and you're just sort of throwing your sword out in front of you, and you're like, all right, I know you're there.
It's not,
and then it's like the third one in. You're like, oh, you ate my shit. What? No. Give that back.
Go get a new shield.
I don't think it, in
Link Between Worlds, it didn't eat shields. It stole your rupees.
It took like 10% of your rupees.
But then there's another one that's in the middle of the map going towards the left if you're going towards your house. Or, you know, it doesn't stay your house for very long. But, you know, spoiler alert. You know, and you're sitting there and you're running through and there's no rupees or anything to warn you. There's like one singular something. I don't know whether it's a patch. It might be a patch of grass. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there like, oh my God, I was molested by this leg. Where did you come from?
I'm sorry, your house doesn't stay your house for very long.
No, it doesn't.
That's one game I don't need to play anymore.
It was invaded.
Technically
it's your house, but it becomes a black market and
okay.
No, which game is this one? Basically
it's in Link Between Worlds. It's in the new one.
Basically, Nintendo has done something by making their own version of Sora named Ravio.
Ravio
Nabbit.
What?
What's that thing?
Nabbit. Okay. You've probably met him before in Mario games.
Nabbit?
Yeah.
I do. I think it's broken.
He's this purple rabbit thing.
But, like, it's still
that
purple
comes around.
Rabbit?
Yeah. In New Super Mario Brothers. You can, like, he comes up and he's got a little.
Which
satchel.
One? The original, the game, the DS one?
I think it was like,
there's like five
I know,
of
there's
them.
Like, it's no longer new.
Yeah.
But, he's this little rabbit thing that comes up, and he, like, has a mushroom or something, and you catch him.
Uh-huh.
The Nabbit thing?
Yeah, Nabbit.
From, yeah.
That's Ravio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only rabbit I know is Mips.
No, not Mips.
The one from... Wait, is Mips the one from... Tew, that one that you chase around in 64?
Yeah, you chase him through the
He was so annoying in the basement with
hallways.
The water, and you're taking the sharp
that's
turns, and you're like...
That's one of the most fun parts, though, of the game.
Oh, it was so annoying.
Him.
It's like, oh, you got me. I'm like, damn straight, it took me like 15 minutes to catch you.
I love how this turned into Mario all of a sudden, but...
Guys, we should really do a Mario podcast. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think we should do a Mario appreciation podcast. That way, you know, just Mario in general.
Sorry.
Soundboard?
I found 10 hours of Hey Listen on YouTube.
God. Why
would you torture yourself with that?
I want that to be my message tone when I get an alert.
10 hours worth?
One of my friends, is dating someone who I just met the other day, and her phone, she's like obsessed with Zelda, and her phone is Hey Listen. I don't know, I invited her.
Stacy was going to make that hers, and I told her I'd kill her.
Whoa.
It's Hey Listen. Well, maybe that's her text. That's her text.
That's also Jen's.
You're right.
Yeah.
It is. Where's Jen?
Yeah,
she's
where is Jen?
Job.
She's working.
Ugh.
We should go kidnap her.
Somebody,
you don't need to
quick,
work.
Oh, not at Kohl's? At no. her... Oh, okay, all right. Now it makes more sense. I was like, it's so easy to get a day off at Kohl's.
You just call out. You're like, yeah, I don't know if I'm coming in.
Where you do that, yeah.
Let's think of other favorites.
Here you go. What's your favorite weapon in the games?
All right. Mm. Non-sword? I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Non-sword, but then are you talking about like your favorite weapon as the weapon itself, we'll or how useful it was. Let's, within
why,
the game.
Why don't we say this? Yeah, favorite equipable item or whatever, favorite, which is usually a weapon.
Equipable secondary item.
But I mean, are we talking about our favorite just because we like the way it operated, or your favorite because it's the most versatile and you used it the most?
Whatever makes it your favorite.
We can do it both.
Whatever you consider is the criteria to be your favorite.
It also depends on the game, too.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, you know, you can like a hookshot in Ocarina of Time because it was dead useful, but, like, the hookshot in Link Between Worlds, I wasn't, I mean,
What about the, I really like the Link to the Past / Link Between Worlds hookshot. It's cool. I like the way it just...
Did you guys, did you do the upgrades with the My Mice?
I have not played the game yet. Yep. I'm just assuming that it's the same way that it was in Link to the Past.
Well, it's fantastic. Go buy it.
I know.
It's in my DS. Do it right now. You have to do it.
Do you have a physical copy?
I do.
Okay, all right. My friend was going to lend it to me, and then he realized he had a, it was digital, so...
Yeah, no.
Couldn't know anything about it. My favorite, I might go with the Wind Waker boomerang. The completely broken Wind Waker boomerang. And I might, what was the other thing I was going to say?
I think it was the,
was it going to be
the claws shot? In, the claw shot?
Yeah, double claw shot.
Oh. Yeah.
Double claw shot was neat, but I think that ended up just being turning out like gimmicky.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like the boss, the dragon, the boss of that temple where you got it. It wasn't even like, I've said this before. I've gone on this tirade before, but like that boss wasn't even Zelda gameplay. It was just automatically Z targeting, like in cinematically just shooting yourself from floating guy to floating guy, and then. I don't know. You just kept, like, mashing the same two buttons over and over and over again, and then suddenly your sword's in his butt.
Was that the one-headed dragon, or was that a three-headed dragon?
One-headed. What was the three-headed?
There's only... Because I've been racking my brain since we started this podcast and talking about bosses, but, there's only been one three-headed dragon.
And that was in the original. You know, it is kind of funny that that...
No, there was a three-headed dragon in Link to the Past, too.
Was there?
Yeah, in... I thought there was. When you go to get the... crap, I can't remember what it is. It's a bone dragon that has three heads.
Oh, the Turtle Rock boss is a turtle... That has three heads. It has a fire one and an ice one, and you destroy those, and then
so it's kind of like a dragon.
Kind of, yeah. But yeah, that
amphibious dragon.
What is the name of that? It has Gliok is the name of that boss, the three headed dragon. Which the three heads are completely immaterial. The fact that it has three heads in a game that came out today, the three heads part of it would matter gameplay wise. But really, it was just a big thing. That run around shooting fireballs at you, and you had to avoid them and then stab it. But, yeah, Gliok. That guy has never come back in any other Zelda. That's interesting, because they like to just reuse everything.
Reuse things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're all about recycling. Nintendo's about recycling.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing this time with us, Justin.
Yeah, next time I'll definitely join you for longer.
All right,
bye.
See you later.
Later.
I really enjoyed the hookshot, but I don't really know if I could count it as a weapon, because a lot of the time hookshots didn't kill anything. It just stunned them and they'd be dizzy, and then you could
same
go and
with the boomerang.
Smack them with your sword.
That's honestly like most
I enjoyed the slingshot
things.
I enjoyed the slingshot, especially in Twilight Princess.
I don't know if I'm only thinking of Ocarina, but eventually, like, the slingshot didn't even hurt enemies. It turned into a...
Yeah.
It turned into a... Like, when you got later in the game, it just turned into a stunning...
Well, you would use it for, like, to hit the open eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be basically all it was used for.
But you also use the hookshot for that.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't...
Come on, Dinspire. No, nobody?
Dinspire's pretty awesome.
Dinspire.
Way better than those other two shit ones.
that no one remembers the names of.
Yep. Nope. The green one and the blue one. The green one and the blue one. And the green one had such a weird usage. That was the one where you create a warp point, and then you can warp there whenever you want.
Somebody's...
It was probably a way to use that intelligently. Nairu's love.
Yeah.
That was the... And that was just... magical shield.
Kinda.
Not really something you need in those games, because it's not, like, hard to, like, not die.
I enjoyed when you actually got the bombs, because you didn't have to run around finding bomb flowers and then worry about the time it would take to run there before you had to throw it, before you'd had to aim it. You would just have a bomb, you'd pick it up, you'd put it down where you needed to go and just walk away, instead of running around with some bomb flower. And you're like, oh God, I'll never get there in time. Going up, you know, the Dodongo, like up by the Goron Mountain, and you're like, oh man, I don't have bombs yet. And if only I did, you know, you'd try to aim it right from the flower, you'd throw it over a ledge and be like, oh, I hope it hits. And you're do-do-do. You're like, oh, yeah.
That is one of the kind of semi-fun things. Tossing bombs.
Yeah.
And trying to time it.
Fire rods, come on.
Why has that not been back?
Why hasn't it been in a 3D Legend of Zelda?
Yeah. There was fire arrows, which is really the same thing. Did anyone think it was cool that they made bomb arrows a thing again in Twilight Princess? I think it was Twilight
Princess.
I cared. I thought that was neat.
Chew bombs.
Chew bombs?
Oh, were those the ones you had to control?
Or bomb shoes, yeah, bomb shoes.
And those are mouse bombs. Were we talking about that on air or before?
No.
Before. Chew jelly.
Yeah.
And choo-choos. And chew means mouse, not blob.
Yeah.
But bomb chews, they were actual bomb mice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, remember bomb chew bowling?
Yes.
Awful. Worst thing ever.
I think they tried to make that into its own game at one point, and it failed in Japan, so they're just like, don't put it out anywhere else.
Link's bomb chew training.
I think Zelda really makes you a destructive little child. You're like, all right. You're like, listen, I'm going into this house. I'm going to break these pots. What else can I hit in here that could possibly break? I think that's just in general,
Roll into this box.
Yep. You just had to break everything. The more things you break, the better the opportunity you have to break.
To do that.
You know,
just saying.
All I'm saying is that, you have... this impulse to break everything. They were foreshadowing that the Lego games were coming out.
Those are actually some of my favorite games. I love to break things. I really do.
Did you know that there's a game in Japan where literally you have to flip a table and you get points by how far the table goes and if you hit people and break things?
Nice.
It's a real actual like arcade game.
It's a video game?
It's like an arcade game where you grab the table and you... like flick it up as hard as you can. It's like a big thing. Yeah.
Japan's awesome.
They're so small in Japan. How do they actually flick the table?
Dude, don't mess with
smaller tables.
Yeah. Smaller tables, right. There it is. They have like a little tiny like coffee table. Around here would be like a big kitchen table.
It's the little kid tables that have like the Mickey Mouse on it.
Yeah.
I'll show you a video of it after we're
I have to say, though, I think Legend of Zelda is winding down as a franchise.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree. Yes, they're into recycling bosses, but honestly, if you're a true Legend of Zelda fan, regardless of how many games you've played, you enjoy the fact that they give you a new... story. They give you a new story. Yeah, some of it might be similar. Yes, you know the basis of the storyline, what you're going to need to do. Oh, you need to save Hyrule, or you need to save the princess. Yeah, there's always going to be that aspect, but that's any game. You know, they continually give you a new game, and as long as you like the actual gameplay itself, then it's never going to truly be old.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think because they're changing the gameplay... so much.
It's just slightly varied, though. I mean,
I'm just talking about Hyrule. Hyrule Warriors right now, which is a game that's not even out yet.
But that's not a Zelda
that's
game.
That's not a Zelda game.
It looks so fun, though.
It does.
I feel really stupid because I like that, because I think those games are really shallow and stupid, but I was like, oh, look, there's a Dodongo, and you're fighting it. I'm really excited to do
it's
that.
It's basically just an arena fighter.
Yeah.
And if you want that, just get
I don't even
between
know.
Worlds and go to the Ice Cavern. And
yeah. I don't even know. I don't know what it is about that game. But I want to play it. I want to play it for a good 15 minutes.
Let just me get your feet wet.
15 great minutes. And then I'll
I just want to get it from Redbox.
And it's like you played the whole game.
Yeah, kinda. Exactly.
What are those hundreds of enemies anyway? Are they like Goombas or something? I can't remember from the video. But they weren't anything that I recognized. They weren't like...
They had some skeletons.
Deptites, whatever. Yeah, there were some skeletons.
Which have names, and I don't remember what the skeletons... Yes.
Stealthos Knights. What's your favorite Stealthos Knight?
Twilight Princess.
Are they in Twilight Princess?
Or was it Twilight? No. Was it Twilight Princess? There's one...
What level are they in Twilight Princess? I can't really remember.
There was one where... there was a light and dark... Like, you had to... It gets really dark in the room and the Stealthos comes to life. And it's like a mini boss.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I mean... is it relatively recent? Are the graphics good?
Yes.
Or are they not?
Yeah, no, it was Twilight. I'm pretty sure it was Twilight Princess graphics. Okay.
And it wasn't an Armos Knight? Because those guys in Twilight Princess were pretty, like, epic.
Might have been Armos Knight, but I could have sworn that there was a Stealthos, like, inside of it. Like, there are bones.
I can't picture where... I'm trying to remember what, like, dungeon they would have been in.
But they also
must have been in that game at some point.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I can't remember. How about favorite dungeons? That's a thing.
That is a thing.
I have to figure out my favorite dungeon.
I like... Alright, I'm just gonna just start naming ones. Alright? I really liked the Forest Temple from Ocarina of Time. I think it was underrated. The only one that anybody talked about from that game was Water Temple, obviously. And Water Temple was great. But I think the Forest Temple was really cool. Like, it had the whole, like, twist the hallway thing, like, sideways. And then you had to drop through a hole, but you didn't know where it was going to drop you. And then it had the... You beat the pose, and you kind of go around the outskirts, and you get all the flames. And then they go into the middle, and you fight the last Poe, and it splits into four. And you get the... bow, and you fight Phantom Ganon, and that was just really fun. I just liked it.
Mine. Dungeon 3 from the original Legend of Zelda.
Oh god. Alright.
Does anyone know why it's my favorite?
No idea.
It has Pol's voices.
Nope. Because it started the biggest Zelda controversy of all time. That Zelda was a Nazi. This is the actual map from the dungeon.
It's funny.
Okay.
It is kind of funny. I've seen pictures of the layouts of all the of those, and I think there are
it's
other ones. There are other ones that look like something, aren't there?
It's the only one. Number 3 is the only one that doesn't have a letter from the name Zelda in it. Which is actually. Zelda wasn't the name of the princess begin with.
It doesn't have a letter?
Huh? It's the only one that's not in the shape of a letter.
They're all in the shape of letters?
That spell out Zelda.
Fuck you. No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so most of the them. Third there's one. There's eight dungeons.
Okay.
So five of them spell out Zelda.
One of them's triangle shaped. I don't know. Yeah. No, that's not true. That's not true. But
it's not. But it's.
Is this just one of those kind of like seeing what you want to see kind of things?
No.
Like there's a big.
No, it spells out Zelda.
Like layout of a level. Oh yeah, I kind of see where the Z is.
No, it spells out Zelda.
Impressive. I'll have to.
Yeah. You're gonna go home and check that.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Because of the way that they're laid out, they're all these little squares, and you go through each square.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean. But what's your real favorite?
My real favorite would probably be King Dodongo's Cavern, Ocarina.
That's a really cool one.
Out of all of the Ocarina ones, besides Jabu Jabu's Belly, it had the most puzzle solving. And some of the un-hand-holding puzzle solving. That one is the one that gets you ready for every other temple, basically. Because it's the one that goes, we're not going to tell you what the fuck to do here. You just have to figure out.
Just explore.
Yeah, just explore. Figure out that you have to throw the bombs into his eyes. Just by these vague clues that we leave you here.
I will say the final. This is before they were all called temples, which is Ocarina of Time's fault.
Yeah.
The final dungeon of A Link to the Past. It's like the wizard's dungeon. Agon, whatever that guy's name is. And I really like it because it was immensely, like, it was the perfect, like, thing that all of the, like, dungeons preceding it led up to. It was the most difficult, most complex, biggest dungeon of the game. And so it was very rewarding. And it made you use all your weapons, not just, like, the weapon that you got in that dungeon. And there were tons and tons of keys. And you didn't even need to get all the keys. Like, there were rooms that were not crucial to visit to, like, get through the dungeon. And it was long, and it was just really, really rewarding. And it really, like, that to me is, like, the standard bearer for final dungeons. And ever since Ocarina of Time, every single one is just this. We gave you a bunch of mini dungeons of the dungeons that you've already beaten. You know, like, elemental, like, here's the lava bunch of rooms, and here's the forest bunch of rooms, and here's the ice bunch of rooms. And I always felt, like, kind of cheated by that, because that's not a big grand dungeon. That's cheap.
Yeah.
And the only game of any of the games that did not do that was Twilight Princess. And I really liked going to Hyrule Castle. I liked that that was there. But at the same time, I thought it wasn't that rewarding, because it was kind of mostly empty, and you just kind of fought a bunch of Armos dudes, which were pretty epic in their own right, but. And you fought Ganon on horseback. That was neat.
Oh, yeah. I hated that.
I loved that. I thought that was cool.
Oh, it was neat. It was just annoying.
It was neat.
It was neat.
Yeah, neat.
Annoying.
Four-letter word that says annoying. Neat.
Yes, it's a four-letter word that says annoying.
It talks.
You enjoyed it, but not really.
That was also, like, one of the fastest boss battles ever.
The horse part?
Not even
it.
To the horse part, like. You get the horse part, and it's just like, okay, we're shooting arrows at him. Okay. Now, circle, and we're here in this circle fighting, and he's dead. Okay.
I don't remember it being that, like, quick. And that was an immensely bloated final, like, sequence. There were four phases of that. There was fighting the giant pig. Mm-hmm. Wolf. No, you're a wolf. He's a pig. Knocking him over. That part I found kind of hard. And then there's Zelda.
Yeah.
That was... Whatever.
Whatever.
And then there's the Ganon battle, which would have been cooler if it wasn't a carbon copy of the Xant battle that almost immediately preceded it. Which was, you're in the same fucking circle, too. The same weird, I don't know, magical wall. Yeah. And it's just hitting swords, you know, crossing swords, and just...
Sword fighting?
Yeah, that's a word that some people use to describe sword fighting.
I thought you were talking about gay sex.
I was.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for outing me. You know what was really cool? Ganon and Wind Waker.
I know everyone's probably heard this story 1,000 times before, but I'm going to tell it again.
I haven't.
Alright. So I played Wind Waker when it came out. And I got up to this part where I'm fighting Ganon. And for some reason, I just could not beat him. And I'm just like, I go, you know, screw this game. Stop playing it. 2 years later, I come back to that game thinking that I have, like, still half a game to go. I'm like, okay, gonna do it, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get through this and just play the rest of the game. Kill Ganon, game over. I'm just like,
yeah, that's the big guy in Zelda games.
But no, but I wasn't expecting to kill him.
Yeah,
like I was
because there were a small amount of dungeons in that game.
Yeah,
you were thinking that was the first half.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's like four dungeons.
I mean,
maybe five.
You could really look at it as six, but yeah, there were four. There should have been eight, because there was two, and then the third like. Cliche Zelda collect stones in the first half and then collect something that there's more of in the second half. The third stone was just go and talk to a whale and get it. That was supposed to be a dungeon, like under Windfall Island. And then each of the two, then there's two dungeons. Well, then you do Forbidden Fortress, mm-hmm. like again, but you really do it. I always count that as a dungeon because it's the same thing, you know. So you do that, and you find Ganon, and the red dragon dude goes, and whatever, you get away. Oh, there's also the giant tower that rises in the middle, where it's the hands guy that is the boss. Right? The face with the hands.
Yeah.
Copy of guy from Ocarina of Time. But then, yeah, there are two dungeons where you have to go in the second phase of the game. Or the second half of the game, where you gotta, like, beat the bosses, and then you upgrade your sword, or whatever. You awaken the Master Sword. And before to enter these dungeons, you have to collect these items by going into, like, the volcano to get the bracelet, or whatever. And then going into the icy island to get the... I don't know. Hammer?
Something
like that. Those two areas were supposed to be dungeons in and of themselves. So there were supposed to be four dungeons there, three at the beginning, the big tower, and then if you want to include Forbidden Fortress, that would have been nine.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame because I really love Wind Waker, despite its lack of dungeons or whatever. And sometimes I think about what it would be like if it actually didn't have to be whatever rushed out unfinished or whatever.
Probably the best controlled game of all time. Like, best controlled Zelda game of all time.
I love that. That game, oh.
The controls are remarkable.
You know what's really awesome about that game? Just, there's so many, like, little details. Like, you'll be, like, sidling, you know, like, against, like, up against the wall. You're just slowly inching forward or whatever. And you know how you have, like, analog controls, so you can push it really hard or you can push it only slightly. And the smallest level of walking movement is not actually movement, but it's just turning Link's head to the left and he looks. Or you can make him look the other way. And it was pretty cool because that game was just, it had, like, you're almost like playing a part in a movie or something. Like, I don't know. I just really like that game. Beep beep.
Yeah. What's least favorite Zelda game? And we're not counting
including
CDI.
The obvious ones.
We can't count the CDIs.
Majora's Mask.
I would have to say Zelda 2.
Oh, well, I didn't think about that. What was the one that you made me play and I was just like, I can't do this? Was
Wind
that
Waker?
Zelda? No. No, it was one of the earlier ones. Maybe it was the original.
Maybe Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, because when you died and that was it. And then you're like...
you go all the way back to the beginning.
And you're like, yeah. No, I can't. No, I just got annoyed with it.
NES games.
Yeah.
Toughies.
Yeah.
We had it. So hard. Kids these days, they don't know.
Yeah. Now save like, points.
It looks like there's a cup holder in the cushion of that couch, right in the top.
That's,
and it looks like,
isn't that tape?
Yes, it is. But it looked, I thought for a while that it was a Solo cup. Sticking out of a cup holder. Inexplicably.
I see.
Inexplicably in the top of the couch cushion.
Red Solo cup.
Just another day in the life of Mike. I don't know the next line.
That's
I don't even know
party.
What that's from, but I quote it.
It's a song.
It's a song.
I
called Red Solo Cup.
Did know it was a song. It's just, but it's just, it's not even from something.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
I have no fucking clue.
One of them country people.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know person. No more than I do about it.
Travis Tritt, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, probably Travis Tritt. Might have been Garth Brooks.
It wasn't
your... Was it Chris Gaines?
Yes, it was Chris Gaines. I feel like...
Do you think Chris Gaines was the inspiration for Zoolander? Picture it in your head.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But did you ever see Garth Brooks hosting SNL with Chris Gaines as the musical
Yes,
guest?
I did! I don't remember a thing about it, but
My
I know that
thing,
I've seen it.
They're sitting there with Garth Brooks, and they're just like... Seen this musical guest, Chris Gaines? I'm like, yeah, he's a pretty, you know, he sings pretty well. It's like, Garth, you realize he's gay, right? Like, what?
Oh, Chris Gaines was gay?
Yeah. They kept on going through this whole thing about Chris Gaines is gay. And Garth Brooks was, nah, I'm pretty sure he's not.
That's funny.
For those who don't know, Chris Gaines is Garth Brooks.
Oh,
your least favorite weapon.
Least favorite weapon?
Least favorite.
Alright, the top thing from Twilight Princess.
Oh, I know what you mean. The thing you had to pick up and...
Spinny top.
That you hop on.
Yeah,
you hop on. It's kind of cool.
I fucking hated that.
It's kind of cool to run around with, but... I don't know.
No, you know what it was? It was just like I'm going fast. I'm actually going half the speed I would be.
Yeah. It's always like there's this when you pop that thing on, you go like a little bit faster for like 1 second, but then it's this slow deceleration and you're like, "Why? Oh god, I've made a terrible mistake."
What's the weapon from Link Between Worlds, the one that I really hated? It was a rod, I think.
Oh, the sand rod.
No, not what? The sand rod. Not the sand rod.
There's a sand rod?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not the sand rod.
Or as I like to call it, the Viagra rod.
It might have been the fire rod.
The sandpaper rod?
The fire rod? Really?
It was just useless. You didn't need it.
No, the fire rod was awesome because it gave everyone 3 hits.
Everything I did with my fire rod, I did with my lantern.
You can't shoot mummies with a lantern.
I could beat it over the head with a lantern.
Could you? Could you do damage with it?
With the lantern?
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know.
See, all of my Link Between Worlds knowledge is just
Link from
hopefully
Link
recycled knowledge from Link to the Past. Yeah.
Pretty much. Other than Ravio and Hilda.
Ravio, like the company that makes Angry Birds?
Yeah.
Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah. But he's an angry rabbit.
Not like Rufio.
No.
That'd Rufio!
Be awesome.
That's her rabbit's name.
Yeah, and he is angry.
He is a lot of the time.
That's awesome.
Do you know what his new thing is?
Looky, looky, I got hooky.
He doesn't like having half of under my bed. He wants all of it. So he has been ripping the shit out of all of my sketchbooks, all of my drawings, like, just going to town. And I only just heard him last night. And then I go in there, he made himself a little freaking, like,
nest.
Tunnel in the middle. And as I'm pulling him out, and then pulling the rest of my stuff out, like...
horrible.
There's so much stuff that's, like, ruined because of him.
Do you ever draw Link?
What?
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should have a contest.
Tanya would win.
No. Tanya's artwork would be the prize.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tanya's like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound very fair.
What's in this for me?
I don't know.
There's food I'm in.
So what else do we need to discuss, or are we wrapping
up?
I think
that's about it for Legend of Zelda. Or the Link Appreciation Podcast.
What's Legend of Zelda?
Zelda.
It's a game.
I love the people who are like, game? Oh, Zelda, I love that. You know, it's the little guy with the green... No. Yeah. No, it's not.
I saw another
That's
cute shirt.
That's what pisses me off is whenever...
Like all perturbed.
Yeah, I play Zelda. You know, I love playing as Zelda.
And he's so mad. But I couldn't
Plan a Zelda?
Playing as Zelda.
Oh, as Zelda, yeah.
Like, when Smash Brothers came out, and it's just like, play as Link, and people are just like, That's Zelda.
There was a funny video that I just watched the other day, and it was two people on, I guess it was like a local probably kind of thing, but it was on a like E.T. kind of show, and like Entertainment Tonight E.T., and they were talking about the upcoming release of a new Zelda game, and it was the Dynasty Warriors Zelda, Hyrule, whatever.
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors.
And it's just these two women, but... Boy, I love Zelda. Look at her go. They had footage of the game, like, he's slashing and doing, like, leaps and somersaults and backflip somersaults and whatever. And, oh, look at her go. You go, girl. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it was pretty cringeworthy.
My favorite anecdote about The Legend of Zelda... there was a video game awards, and they just so happened... to have Robin Williams there. And Robin, do you play video games? He goes, I named my daughter Zelda. What the hell do you think? And just walked off.
So true.
Yeah, which game did he do the commercials for?
Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time.
3D.
The 3D one.
Oh, 3D. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
That just made it so much better. If you didn't want to buy it for the gameplay or for having it for a handheld thing or for the 3D, you're like, wow, Robin Williams endorses this. Let me go pick it up now.
Oh, Robin
yesterday.
Williams.
Actually, Zelda's been doing a whole bunch of stuff with video games. She's the one of the American spokespeople for Nintendo. And she did a movie all about video games with Jason Mewes.
I was listening. Sorry.
Can you see it? Is that actually... There we go. It goes bigger.
So, I think that'll just about do it for this appreciation podcast.
It's dangerous to go alone.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Here, take this.
It's a secret to everybody. I don't know what other Zelda things kind of just...
I don't know. Was a game that we used to... I can't do the rap that I made up, like, 10 minutes before the podcast started.
Wait, you made pages, that up? I thought pages, you were, like, reciting it.
Pages,
no.
Mages,
that was
sages,
awesome.
And gauges.
No,
before sages.
No, it's a game that we played through the ages before the appearance of the seven sages.
Yeah,
go through the Hyrule Historia, through the pages. It's dangerous to go alone. Here, take this. Yeah. That's why white people don't rap.
That's the reason.
That's
it's
the reason.
Because of Zelda.
Yeah. All right, guys. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
It's been great talking to you all. I don't know if Ted hit stop yet.